Yes, I'm here.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvatanam, all this to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your valuable association. Now, Prabhuji, now I would like to hand over the call to you. Prabhuji, you can take over. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, and thank you, Mother Shyam Gauri Mataji, for arranging my study of the Srimad Bhagavatam today. I'm very much fortunate to have the association of the all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. And if I make any mistake, please forgive me, because you are more advanced devotees than myself. So before I start, I would like to pay my obeisances to all of the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. Mancha kalpatarubhishya kripa sindhu bhevacha patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namaha. Today we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 1, entitled Genealogical Table of Daughters of Manu. I would like to cover two verses, text 58 and 59. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the Personality of Godhead, Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author of Srimad Bhagavatam. Long ago, this essential anthology of all the Puranas was spoken by infallible Lord Narayan Rishi to Narada, who then repeated it to Krishna, Dvaipayan Vyas, Vedvyas. Vyas later spoke to Saraswati, the goddess of learning. Srinivatam Sakatha Krishna Punya Savana Kirtanam Hidayasa स्तो अहि अभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सतां नस्य प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी श्रृण्वतः श्रद्धया नित्यं गृह्णन्तश्च स्वचेष्टितं कालेन नातिदीर्घेन Bhagavan Visate Hradi. Person who hears Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have the Personality of God, Hare Krishna, manifest in their hearts within short time. Pravishta Karna Randrena Svanam Bhava Suroruham Dunoti Samalam Krishna Salilasya Yathasa. The sound incarnation of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Soul, enters into the heart of self-realized devotee, sits on the lotus flower of his loving relationship, and thus cleanses the dust of material association such as lust, anger, and hankering. Thus, it acts like an autumnal rains upon pools of muddy water. So I'm going to read text number 58. Evam suraganaistat bhagavantau अभिस्तुतौ लब्ध्या अवलोकैर्ययतुरर्चितौ गन्धमादनम् एवं दास सुरगणे बाय द डेमिगॉड तात ओ विदुर भगवन्तौ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड अभिस्तुतौ हैविंग बीन प्रेज्ड लब्ध हैविंग ऑब्टेन्ड अवलोकै द ग्लांस ग्लांस ऑफ मर्सी ययतौ departed, Architau, having been worshipped, Gandhamadanam, to the Gandhamadanam, Madana Hill. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Maitreya said, O Vidura, thus the demigods worshipped with prayers the Supreme Person of Godhead appearing as a sage Narayana, the Lord glanced upon them with mercy and then departed for the Gandhamadan Hill. Text 59. Tavimau vai bhagavato harer amsava ihagato bharavevaya cha bhuvau क्षणौ कृष्णौ यदु कुरुकृद्वहौ तौ बोथ इमौ दीज वै सर्टनली भगवत ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हरे ऑफ हरि अंसौ पार्ट एंड पार्सल एक्सपेंशन इह हियर इन दिस यूनिवर्स आगतौ हैज अपियर्ड भार व्ययाय for mitigation of the burden, cha and bhuva of the world, Krishna, the two Krishnas, Krishna and Arjuna, yadu kuru udvahau, who are the best of the yadu and kuru dynasty respectively. Translation purport again by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Narayana Rishi, who is a partial expansion of Krishna, has now appeared in the dynasty of Yadu and Kuru in the form of Krishna and Arjuna respectively. To mitigate the burden of the world, Narayana is the Supreme Person of Godhead and Nara is a part of the Supreme Person of Godhead, Narayana. Thus, the energy and energetic together are the supreme personality of Godhead. Maitreya informed Vidura that Nara, the portion of Narayana, had appeared in the family of Kurus, and that Narayana, the plenary expansion of Krishna, had come as a Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, with the purpose of delivering suffering humanity from the pangs of material burden. In other words, Narayana Rishi was now present in the world in the form of Krishna and Arjuna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमामि विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेस्थाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वांशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिसे नमो। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो टू वर्सेस फ्रॉम दोज मैत्रेय सहित ओ विदुर दस द डेमी गॉड वर्शिप विद द प्रेयर्स द सुप्रीम With the prayers, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appearing as the sage Nar Narayan. The Lord glanced upon them with mercy and then departed for Kandamadan Hill. The Nar Narayan Rishi, that Nar Narayan Rishi, who is partial expansion of Krishna, has now appeared in the dynasties of Yadu and Kuru in the form of Krishna and Arjuna, respectively, to mitigate the burden of the world. So previously, out of 16 daughters of Daksha and Prasuti, 13 were given in marriage to Dharma. Out of 13 daughters, one daughter named Murti gave birth to Sri Narayan Rishi. So upon appearance of the Supreme Lord as a sage, Narayan, demigods offer prayers. The Lord bestowed His merciful glance upon the demigods and departed for Gandhamadan Hill. In their prayers to Lord Narayan Rishi, demigod essentially glorified by saying that You, dear Lord, created the cosmic manifestation, your external energy, which is situated in you as the air and clouds are situated in space. O Lord, you are understood by Vedic literature. You created peace and prosperity. Your merciful glance can supersede the beauty of spotless lotus flower, which is home of goddess of fortune. So here, Narayan Rishi is a partial expanse of Arjuna and Krishna, energy and energetic. Regarding the beauty of Narayan Rishi, in Canto 12, Chapter 8, there is a description of the beauty of the Supreme Lord came in a form of Narayan Rishi. So I will find that Chapter 8, that beauty is described by sage Markandeya. And so the beauty is that one of them, beauty of Narayana Rishi, one of the them, Narayana Rishi, was of a whitish complexion, the other blackish, and they both had four arms. Their eyes resembled the petals of blooming lotuses, and they wore garments of black deer skin and bark, along with the three stranded sacred thread in their hand, which were most purifying. They carried the mendicant's water pot, straight bamboo staff, and lotus seed prayers beads, as well as all purifying Vedas in symbolic form of bundles of darbha grass. Their bearing was tall, and their yellow effulgence, the color of radiant lightning, appearing as austerity personified. They were being worshipped by the foremost demigod. So the Supreme Personality had appeared as austerity personified. Lord Krishna, the Bhagavan, had six opulences, and one of their opulences are unlimited, and one of that is austerity. So the sage Markandeya describe this beauty, and before I would like to mention about Sage Markandeya himself. So in the beginning, Saunaka Rishi was confused about the extraordinary long lifespan of Sri Markandeya. So Markandeya has taken a birth in Saunaka's own dynasty, yet who had moved about alone in the ocean of devastation millions of years previously. In other words, he had a very long life. So, and Saunaka Rishi was confused. So, and the Markandeya, when he was wandering in the ocean of devastation for millions of years, had seen a wonderful young child lying upon a banyan leaf. So that wonderful description for Saunaka Rishi, it was confused. The Markandeya had lived through 2 days of Brahma, and he asked Sri Suta Goswami to explain this. So the story starts from there, that Suta Goswami replies that, that Sage Markandeya, when he was a boy, he received a purificatory rituals of Brahman initiation from his father. That is second initiation. So, getting initiation, he fixed himself in the vow of celibacy. So, in according to Vedic system, there are 16 samskaras one should go through. And one of the samskaras is this brahminical initiation at the age of 5 to 7. So that second initiation system has been introduced by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and later on our Srila Prabhupada in Western countries. As such, in Kali Yuga, everyone is born Sudra. Janmana Jayate Sudra. Samskarad Bhavet Vija. Vija means twice born. Veda Pathat Bhavet Vipra. Brahma Janat is Brahmana. That's the definition of Brahman. One who knows Brahma. So, after taking birth, when in this Kali Yuga everyone is born as a Sudra, but instilling samskar, person become twice born. And that person goes to Gurukul, at the place of Guru, to learn Veda. So when person learns the Vedas, he becomes Vipra. But after mature understanding of Vedas, person comes to know Brahma, Supreme Brahma. That Supreme Brahma is Krishna. So one who knows Krishna is Brahman. So when we get initiated in our ISKCON society for second initiation, we chant Gayatri 3 times a day, 3 sandhyas, morning, noon, and in evening. So that Gayatri mantra study, chanting 3 times, is and one of the Gayatri mantra pertaining to Guru is also there. So when we sing the Guru Ashtakam, there is the last verse in Guru Ashtakam says, Yasya Prasadat Bhagavat Prasado, Yasya Aprasadat Nagati Kutopi, Dhyayan Stuvams Tasya Yasas Trisandhyam, Vande Guru Sri Charanarvindam. So Dhyayan is meditate and pray. Praise. Tasya yasas tri sandhyam. Tasya yasas means Guru's yasa. Chanting 3 times, 3 sandhyam. That Guru, I pay my humble obeisances. So in our early days, the system was that Brahmachari go to Gurukula. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, Narada Muni says that Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanto Gurorhitam Acharan Dasavan Nicho Guru Sraddha Suhridaha. The meaning of that is a student should practice completely controlling his senses. He should be submissive and should have an attitude to a firm friendship for spiritual master. With a great vow, the brahmachari should live at the Gurukul only for the benefit of Guru. So, Markandeya, after receiving this purificatory risk process of getting second initiation, he had a very firm faith in spiritual master. So his duty, he was regularly worship five forms of Godhead. One is sacrificial fire, the sun, his spiritual master, the Brahmanas, and the super soul. He would do that three sannyas a day, three times a day. But in the morning and evening, he would go and beg for his spiritual master and bring whatever he gets, whatever food he gets, he will present to his spiritual master. And when his spiritual master invited him, he would take one meal of the day. Otherwise, he will fast. If Guru forgets to call him, he will fast. This was his staunch faith in spiritual master. And that was tradition in those early days. Being devoted to austerity and Vedic study, Markandeya worshipped the spiritual master of senses, Rishikesha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, master of the senses. There is Rishikena, Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Rochyate. The definition of bhakti is that by using our senses, we worship the master of the senses, Rishikesha. So he did it for countless millions of years, and thus past period of six lifetimes of Manus, six Manvantaras. Now during the seventh Manus Rayan, the current age, Lord Indra sent Kamadev, Cupid, and his associates to interrupt the sage's austerity. But Markandeya Rishi defeated them by potency generated from his penance. Thus, Indra was very much astonished. So, the firm faith with the spiritual master's words, he got this kind of power. So, observing the Markandeya's penance, Lord Srihari appeared before him in form of Narayana. Lord Hari's desire was to bestow his mercy upon that saintly Markandeya, who had perfectly fixed his mind in self-realization through penance, Vedic study, and observance of regulative principles. the Supreme Personality of God had personally appeared before the sage in the form of Narayana. So when Supreme Lord in the form of Narayana appeared, Markandeya paid his obeisances and dandavat, and he was stuck with the Lord's beauty. He could not speak for a while, but he had ecstatic symptoms when he saw the Supreme Lord in the form of Narayana Rishi. So he gave Lord to sit, wash their feet, and worship them with the presentation of argya, sandalwood pulp, fragrant oils, incense, flowers, garland, etc. Then he offered some prayers. In the prayers, he sum up like that: Om Almighty Lord, you bring to life the vital air of all creatures, and you also protect the three worlds, vanquish distress, and award liberation. You never allow those who have taken shelter of you to be defeated by any kind of misery. Attaining your lotus feet is the only auspicious goal for the conditioned souls, and service to you fulfills all their desires. Your pastime enacted in the mode of pure goodness can award everyone salvation from material life. Therefore, those who are intelligent worship you, your personal form of pure goodness named Sri Narayana, along with Nara, who presents your unalloyed devotee. He says, I bow down to Lord Narayana, the supremely worshipable deity, appearing as the sage, and also to the saintly Nara, the best of human beings, who is fixed in the perfect goodness, fully in control of speech and propagator of Vedic literature. He further prays that the living entity bewildered by illusion can directly understand you if he receives the knowledge presented in Vedas and promulgated by you, the spiritual master of the entire universe. Even great thinkers like Brahma are simply bewildered when they try to understand your identity by struggling on the path of Sankhya Yoga. You yourself manifest to proponents of Sankhya and other philosophies, and thus your true personal identity remains hidden beneath the designative covering of the Jiva soul. I offer my homage to you. So, satisfied by prayers of Sri Markandeya, Lord offered him to ask for benediction. And the sage said he wanted to see the Lord's illusory energy. That was his desire. The Supreme Lord, Lord Srihari, present before Markandeya in the form of Narayana Rishi, replied, so be it, and then left for Badrikashram. So Narayana Rishi went to Badrikashram, and both Narayana were performing austerities. So again, the austerity was bother to Indra. Indra has 1,000 eyes, but still he was blinded by his position and pride. That's why he became envious of Narayana Rishi. So he sent a cupid, Kamadeva, and some apsara. Apsara named Menaka, to seduce and distract the Rishi. The Lord, being omniscient, knew Indra's plan. Therefore, before the Cupid and the associates enact their plan, Rishi began to dance. Narayana Rishi began to dance. And he produced much more beautiful apsaras than Menaka. Or the apsara came with Cupid from heavenly planets sent by Indra. So the Cupid felt ashamed and he begged Lord pardon. He realized that it's the Supreme Lord. Lord forgave him and sent the newly produced beautiful apsara as a gift to Indra. So when Lord left to Gandhamadan Parvat mountain, Rishi was thinking always of his desire to see Lord's illusory energy. So the sage Markandeya remained in his ashram, meditating constantly upon the Lord within fire, the sun, moon, water, the earth, air, lightning, and his own heart, worshipping him with the paraphernalia conceived in his mind. So he was performing Manasa Puja. One day, while Markandeya was performing his evening worship, third sandhya, on the bank of Pushpabhadra River, a great wind suddenly arose and the water of devastation suddenly flooded the three worlds. With great difficulty, Markandeya moved about all alone in the water for a long time, until he came to a banyan tree. Lying upon a leaf of the tree was an infant boy, glowing with a charming effulgence. As Markandeya moved towards the leaf, he was pulled by the boy's inhalation and just like a mosquito, drawn within his body. So inside the boy's body, Markandeya was amazed to see the entire universe just as it has been before the annihilation. After a moment, the sage was carried out by the force of child's exhalation and hurled back into the ocean of annihilation. Then, seeing that child on the leaf was actually Sri Hari, the transcendental Lord situated within his own heart, Sri Markandeya tried to embrace him. But at that moment, Lord Hari, the master of all mystic power, disappeared. Then the water of annihilation disappeared as well, and Sri Markandeya found himself in his own ashram as before. So,
8:05 is very late.
So this is Markandeya's story. He wanted to see the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord. So he lived for one day, one night, and one day of Lord. Day 12 hours and night 12 hours. And when Lord Brahma night begins, there is a devastation of the three planetary systems, Bhuvan and Swarga. So Markandeya has been given the benediction by Lord Shiva and Parvati. They were very much pleased with his austerity and unflinching devotion to the Supreme Lord. They gave a benediction, Lord Shiva and Parvati gave a benediction of renown freedom from old age and death until the time of universal dissolution. Knowledge of three phases of time, renunciation, realized knowledge, and the position of a teacher of the Purana. This was the benediction he got. So, Lord's energy, illusory energy, acted this way. In the main point is that Markandeya's dedication to his spiritual master, he could get all kind of benefits through from Narayana Rishi and his wish were fulfilled. So, in that regard, there is one, I will mention one story about a guru bhakti of a boy whose name was Upamanyu. This is a story from Upanishads. So his guru told him to take care of the cows, take them out grazing. After some time, his guru came and saw him. He was fat. So guru asked him, "Why are you so fat and healthy?" Upamanyu explained that after cows take their milk, I drink the remaining milk from cow. His guru forbade him to do that. But he did not tell Upamanyu what he could take. So some days passed, then when guru came again to see Upamanyu, still he was fat. So guru asked him for the reason. So what was he eating? And so Upamanyu responded that he would take foam of the milk left in the calf's mouth. Again, his guru forbade him to take the foam from the calf's mouth. So now he was puzzled what to drink. He was accustomed to drink something white milk. So then he saw some leaves of the plant, this poisonous plant, a white liquid coming out of it, oozing out. So he started taking that milk. Consequently, what happened? He became blind from that poisonous white liquid and he fell in a well. Some days later, Gurudev came looking for him and found him in a well. Guru asked him, "What happened?" Upamanyu replied, "I was taking the milk from the leaves, not realizing that it was a poison. So I became blind and fell down in this well." So, satisfied with his guru bhakti, Gurudev said, "You will get your eyesight back and all Vedic knowledge will be at once be revealed in your heart." So, in the Upanishads and other Vedas, such examples of Guru's Nistha are given. So, in Svetasatra Upanishads says that Yasya Deve Para Bhakti Yatha Deve Tatha Guru Tasyete Kathita Hi Artha Prakasante Mahatmana. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically reveal. And so in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord was visiting South India in a tour, there was one Brahman who was reading Bhagavad Gita by the order of his spiritual master. But he didn't understand the meaning of any of the words spoken by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. But he would read, and people, some other Brahmins were mocking him. He doesn't know proper language, he doesn't understand, and still he's reading. So people were laughing at him, and some were criticizing him and all that. But when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came upon that Brahman, he saw when he was reading, he was sincerely crying. So Lord asked him, what portion of Bhagavad Gita is so touching to your heart that you are crying? So he understood that Lord Chaitanya is not like any of those Brahmins. And so he said, when seeing his beauty, he said, my dear Lord, I don't understand any words. Only thing, when I see that the Supreme Lord Krishna has taken a position of a chariot driver of his own devotee, Arjuna, how merciful my Lord is. Thinking that, the tears come to my eyes. I'm reading Bhagavad Gita because my guru has ordered me to do that, so to read it daily. So that, seeing that, and he said, as I read more and more, I feel more ecstatic love for Supreme Lord. And this is why I'm crying. So Lord Chaitanya said, my dear Brahman, you do have a proper understanding of Vedic purport. The others who are just like showing up their knowledge, read the Bhagavad Gita and misinterpret so many things. But you have interpreted the essence of whole Bhagavad Gita by your Guru's mercy. So, by the words of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he realized that Krishna himself has come to him. So he prayed to Lord Chaitanya and he said, you are Krishna. I can see that you are Krishna, came in form of this mendicant, sannyasi. So Lord said, I am Krishna, but don't tell anybody else. So I will stop here. If anyone has any question, we can please say, ask, or if you have any comments, it's more, it will be most welcome to have a comment. Thank you very much for your attention.
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी दंडवत प्रणाम वेरी वेरी वंडरफुल क्लास प्रभु जी एंड वेरी नाइस एक्सप्लेनेशन
थैंक यू
हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी दंडवत प्रणाम थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर योर एसोसिएशन हरि हरि बोल दंडवत और कुशल प्रभुपाद
All grace to Prabhupada. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhupada Dandavat. Very nice lecture and especially about Markandeya. Actually, in my childhood, I had heard a little bit about Markandeya Puran. So the old memories came back with your katha. Thank you very much, Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. It's Krishna's mercy, Markandeya. I'm Narayan Rishi and Markandeya is Rishi. This is mercy. With Guru and Krishna's mercy, we progress in the spiritual path.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. One more thing I wanted to mention about Lord Krishna when he was in Dwarka. One Brahmin children died one after another. So Brahmin was complaining to King Ugrasen, that how come being you are a king and children are dying maturely. So Arjuna was there. He was Arjuna, he take a vow, if the next child dies, I'll get one myself. I'm a Kshatriya and I will find your children. Otherwise, I will burn myself in the fire. So, to make a long story short, the Lord Mahavishnu has stolen the 9 children of the Brahman. So, for Arjuna's sake, Lord told him, I will take you where the children are. So Lord Krishna takes in his chariot, goes through all the universe in different layers of universes and goes all the way to Mahavishnu. And he had a darshan of Mahavishnu. And he was amazed to see Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu mentioned that I wanted to see your form. That you have incarnated as Narayan Rishi, but you are the origin of, so I wanted to see you, and that's why I have done this act. You can take these children back. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto, why Krishna did this thing, that is given in the commentary of Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur. And Arjun thought about these things and was amazed that Mahavishnu's eagerness to see Krishna was so great that he resorted to tormenting an elevator Brahman. As related in Harivamsa, Lord Krishna revealed to Arjuna that Mahavishnu believed only on a Brahman's behalf will Lord Krishna come to see me, not otherwise. That's why he told. He said, Krishna is called Brahmanitaicha, for Brahman's behalf. Krishna will come, otherwise he will not. So in this, Viswanath Chakravarti also states that Krishna revealed to Arjuna that I did not go there, however, for the Brahman's sake. I went there for my friend, just to save your life. If it had been for a Brahman's sake that I traveled to Vaikunth Lok, I would have done so after his first child was abducted. So this was Krishna's mercy to his own Sakha, Arjuna. Anyway, that is extension of my class. This much about the Arjuna and Lord Krishna. Supreme Lord Mahavishnu wanted to see both of them together. So if nobody has any more questions, we can end up here. Please accept my humble obeisances, all of you. Pancha Kalpatarubhyasya Vipassana Anam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. All Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, my humble obeisances.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, His great jai, Gosindhu Prabhu ki jai.
Jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Dandrat Pranam. Thank you very much for your wonderful association. Dandrat Pranam.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.